So honestly, because of my limited guitar abilities, I like you guys ushering in the key change because I think I'm just gonna start in D so that I don't have to like capo switch. I'll just take lead
take
on vocal
three.
For that.
On verse three.
Yes.
Great.
Viola, how did we feel?
I was fine like playing a little bit of the melody or kind of harmonizing kind of the inner voices.
Super.
Is that, if that's not...
That's
okay?
Fine.
Awesome.
I can play more pad if that's more helpful.
Oh, no. I was just wanting to give you more of a moment, but what you played sounded great.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's okay to just kind of join both the voices.
Okay, super. Can we just run it again, maybe even just starting with verse 2, summer and winter, and going through the key change again? Awesome.
Okay. It's very...
Ready, and...
Winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy.
It feels like it needs a tag at the end now to me.
Okay, so let's start two new majors before the tag.
Yeah.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness.
Awesome.
Everybody cool with that?
I like that.
Yes.
Everything okay with what I'm doing?
Oh, yeah. You guys sound great. Okay. Thoughts, Jonathan?
I like the order.
I just need to remember to start low. Or else I'm in trouble.
You switched.
Yeah.
Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth thine own dear presence to join to God.
Awesome. It does feel like my mic is a little hot. just maybe just in my wedge. Check, check, check. Great is, that's better. Faithfulness, thank you so much. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. I'm trying to see if I can vocally find something for the tag.
Can you?
I was just trying to see if vocally
sorry.
I could like do something different in the tag. You up harmony wise if I go
I don't think so.
Okay.
If it does, I'll just drop out.
Awesome. Thank you guys.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son,
Justin, you want me to go grab it? Sorry, that was... Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, like, we can, like, be on the, in the wings, like, before the prior song.
Uh-huh.
And then just kind of slide up here.
Right. Just
love
during
it.
The song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you letting us...
Oh, my gosh. It's
and you guys.
Fun to play with you guys.
We're
excited
to learn more.
And honored to do this.
I don't know if I've ever... I haven't sang with an organ since college.
No, I... When I tell you, I, like... I've
choir.
Been wanting to see
so
it.
Fun.
played here since for forever, but it's been a long time since I've been around too. Okay.
Okay, so it looks like Vexology.
Well, that would be.
Or is that different? Or are you like thinking like more like group prize?
I just talked to Justin about that specifically, so I know.
I'm gonna grab the lyrics.
Him. Okay. Yeah. I think he. That is, well, he was asking if I wanted to do it after the.
that you were willing to shuffle your day for us to have this joint service of celebration, of hope, of gratitude. And so, however you come this morning with whatever emotions and feelings you have, you are welcome to feel those in this space at this time. So I invite you to stand as you are able and join in the call to worship that you will find printed and I think is on the screen. Your part is in the boldface. Give thanks to God, for God is good.
God's steadfast love endures forever.
Let the community of Park Hill Christian Church affirm this good news.
God's steadfast love endures forever.
Let the community of Athens Church affirm this good news.
God's steadfast love endures forever.
In the moments of uncertainty, God answered with a spirit of hope. In the moments of fear, God answered with a spirit of peace.
God is our refuge and strength. In love alone we trust.
Give thanks to God, for God is good.
God's steadfast love endures forever.
Together with one voice, we join together in our opening hymn.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and glory forever. Amen.
You may be seated.
Am I on?
Scripture reading this morning is from Ecclesiastes 3. There is a time for everything, a season for every purpose under heaven.
A season to be born and a season to die.
A season to plant and a season to harvest.
A season to hunt, to hurt, and a season to heal.
A season to tear down and a season to build up.
A season to cry and a season to laugh.
A season to mourn and a season to dance.
A season to scatter stones and a season to gather them.
A season for holding close and a season for holding back. A season to keep and a season to throw away.
A season to tear and a season to mend.
A season to be silent and a season to speak.
A season to love and a season to hate.
A season for hostilities and a season for peace.
The word of God for the people of God, and together we say,
thanks be to God.
Justin has put me on the video we're going to see, so you may see too much of me today. But I want to say a couple things this morning. I am the son of the greatest generation that founded Park Hill Christian Church, the generation that after saving the world by winning World War II, came home and rebuilt our nation, devastated by a Great Depression and the war. One member of that generation was an Irishman named Kennedy, who was the same age as my dad and came home and became the 35th president of the United States. John Fitzgerald Kennedy inspired our country with his speeches, one of which was his inauguration speech. Kennedy was the first president born in the 20th century, and he referenced that in his speech by saying, "Let the word go forth that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans." But his closing remarks are still the most relevant for all of us today. He closed with these words, "With a good conscience, our only true reward, with history the final judge of our deeds, let us go forth to lead the land we love, asking his blessings and his help, but knowing that here on earth, God's work must truly be our own." Kennedy was reminding us of the lessons of Christ, that God has made each of us, each of you here, his hands, his feet, his spokespersons, his ambassadors here on earth. So as we celebrate the transfer of ownership of this sacred place, we at Park Hill Christian Church say to our friends at Athens, the torch has been passed to a new generation, and we pray that his blessings will be upon you as you embrace that mission to make God's work here in this community truly your own. Amen.
Seasons, in particular with today being on my mind. time of year, the tulips come shortly after the daffodils, right? And they're all pretty resilient little guys. They don't last very long. I mean, I try to make them last a little longer because the dog goes out and his leash gets around them, and then I have to yell at the dog to get away from the tulips so that the tulips last longer, because otherwise the dog pulls the tops off the tulips. Maybe this is just me, I don't know. But they bring me such joy for the little brief time that they're there with the daffodils, with their happy little yellow faces just shining out at you. And sometimes it happens in the month of March, right, that the snow comes, and then their happy little faces are sticking out through the snow. Maybe nobody else pays attention to this, but that's where I am today. And then you got the tulips, and they're bright red, and they last a little time. About the time they're gone, then, well, I don't know about your grandmother, but my grandmother always said you can't plant your pots on your porch until Mother's Day. Right? Now, I don't know if that's a ruse by grandma somewhere to get you to bring them flowers to put in their pots for Mother's Day. I don't know. Whichever is what you do here in this part of the world. And so, you go down to wherever you go, when you go to Grass Pat or Larry's, because I know there are people who, you know, are militant about that here, right? I don't know which you are. We try to do both. Right, I try to keep a foot in both of those worlds. Anyway, you go down and you take your little cart and you're trying to figure out, now what did I have in those pots last year that worked so well that I liked so much? And you got to get different ones. In my house, you have to have different ones for the pots on the front porch than the pots on the back porch, because the back porch faces west and they get no shade. Right, and if you don't, you burn those little guys up. So you got to be careful. You got to get the right ones. So you do the things And so a new season comes, and you get to enjoy those. And then what happens? Well, Grass Pat and Larry start to put their moms out. Now, there are two kinds of people in the world. There are the people who end up dumping out perfectly good flowers so that they can plant their moms in their pots. And then there are the people who throw out the dead plants because you waited too long to throw out your summer plants, and then you have the dead plants, and then, right, are you that person? Yeah, some years I am too, I feel you. Some of us are both all in the same year. Because if you miss the window, they get that first frost, and then they're done, and then you feel bad, because you throw out, well, anyway. Seasons. And the plants understand them. And then, of course, you go to Costco the week after Thanksgiving to get what? Poinsettias. And you just try to keep those little guys alive as long as you can. Because they are warm weather plants, and we live in a cold weather climate in December. So I don't know about you, but I try to keep them alive until Valentine's Day. That's the best. My husband, God loving, shakes his head every year. And he doesn't say too much when he has to go around. He's picking up the dead poinsettia leaves off the ground. Anybody else have to pick up dead poinsettia leaves off the ground? Yeah. This year, I got them to last until Valentine's Day. And I felt pretty good about that. Until I realized I'm throwing out perfectly good plants. Mm-hmm. But I felt less bad about it because on Valentine's Day, one of our daughter is a junior at Park Hill South, and one of her girlfriends was taking these little wrapped arrangements around to all of her friends. And so about noon on Valentine's Day, Jalen showed up at our house, and Audrey calls me at the office where I'm trying to drink Mahomes keep Travis Kelce from falling off the stage. And she was so excited that Jalen had brought her these little flowers. And it was so sweet. I mean, it was just, like a little $5 Hy-Vee wrap arrangement. It wasn't anything fancy, but it meant the world to my girl. And then the day changed. It changed quickly that day. And at least in our tradition, we were celebrating Ash Wednesday that night, and so I was at church until late, and I got home about 8:30, and the wrapped arrangement was still sitting on our kitchen counter, not in water. because she's 17 and the day had changed and she just stopped. Well, you can bet yourself that I was not about to let those Valentine's Day flowers die on that particular evening, right? Mm-hmm. Not after the day that we had in this city. I wasn't about to have it. So we got the whatever vase I could find and throw those little flowers in it because they were not dying on me that day. And I set them right where the poinsettias had sat. So now you're wondering, why is she telling us all about her flowers? Why does this matter? Because the flowers are really good at reminding us of the changes of our lives. And that things live and things die and new things come and new things go and they pass away. And you know what we can do? We can either miss them and take them for granted, or with each single season and each different flower that they bring, we can say, hey, I see you. You made me smile today. And then this is maybe one of the most shallow theological things I have ever said, but you know, I'm going to encourage you today to be like the daffodils. Just shine your happy little yellow faces in wherever you go, each and every day. And bring a little love and a little joy to somebody. Because the seasons of our life change, and they can change in an instant, and they can change even when you do your darndest to try and hold on and make it work. I can yell at the dog till the cows come home, and he's still going to pull off one of those little tulip heads. And it happens. And nature and God's seasons are really much better and really have a lot to teach us about how to navigate and really live in the present moment and appreciate whichever season we're in right now. And today is really hard for Park Hill folks because this is a different season, a season they never expected would be here. And here we are. And maybe last year at this time, the Athens staff had no idea that y'all were going to be taking on this. I mean, Jen's back there nodding. Thank you. Because I assumed that last year at this time, y'all had no idea. And now you're thinking, what have we done? Yep, I feel you. I mean, we worship in a Frank Lloyd Wright sanctuary, so I get all the building things, y'all. Don't miss the seasons, whatever they are. So I encourage the Athens folks just to hold on to this moment and celebrate it for all it's worth. And don't miss it. Don't take these days for granted. Celebrate them for all that they are. And shine your little happy little yellow daffodil faces out to the world and bring joy and hope and love and life. And Park Hill, they're now in a different season. And I don't know what flowers they are, but they can be daffodils too. Shining their bright little faces, just figuring out a new way to do it. So we're going to have a moment here, and Dirks is going to come and share, and each with each one, we're going to have a litany for each of the congregations so that we can celebrate together the good things and the new chapters, the new seasons that both of these congregations are entering into in this time, so that together we can step into this new season, this new way of life. God is always calling us into something new. And sometimes as much as we try to hold on to the old ways, God is always calling us into something new. If only we will listen, if only we will live in God's vision for goodness and kindness and hope and love. Dirk's going to come and lead us through this now. I think the response for all of us is on the slide.
I'm going to read for us our litany of gratitude. We are grateful for the rich ministry that for more than 70 years made God's love real here at Park Hill Christian Church. We give thanks for the mothers and fathers of this congregation, the saints of this church who shared their gifts to further your kingdom and extend your grace to others. We give thanks to you, O God. We are grateful for those who began their lives of faith on this holy ground and for the way you use this building for the furthering of your kingdom. We are also grateful for the lives of those who are committed to your eternal light, that in this space we're entrusted to the great cloud of witnesses. We give thanks, O God. We are grateful for those who raised the money to buy this property in your name, those who dreamed of a preschool, a gym, and all the ways those might be used to spread your love, justice, and mercy. We give you thanks, O God. We are grateful for this congregation who has been willing to dream new dreams and reimagine what church might be. We pray that Park Hill Christian Church might continue to share your love for this community and this city. And we pray that as we enter this next chapter, we might continue to trust in your vision and walk in your ways. We give you thanks, O God. We give you thanks for this and more. O Lord, hear our prayer.
Hi, my name is Carl Kimbrell, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about my experiences here at Park Hill Christian Church. My family moved to the Northland the month I turned 14, and a couple of weeks after that, we joined Park Hill. So, as you can see, I've been here for quite a few years. Many, or maybe most, of my best friends we've met here at the church, and these great people are people we would have never met if we hadn't simply come to church every week. Over the years, I've hunted, I've played sports with, I've vacationed and traveled with most of those friends, and I've had a lifetime of precious memories that I've made with those friends, all thanks to coming to church. In my life's journey, I have learned that each of us will experience or live through certain events, the memories of which we will carry with us forever. I also believe that many of those events or milestones in our lives are sacred. Events such as a marriage, the birth of a child, think about it, how closer to the Creator God could you come than holding a newborn in your arms? Baptism and even a funeral are all examples of sacred moments. My family and I have experienced many of those sacred moments here at Park Hill. Paul and I were married here, even though it was at the other end of the church and not in this sanctuary. We actually were married before the sanctuary was completed. Both my brother and my sister had their weddings here at this sanctuary. My children, who are now grown and have families of their own, were first blessed here as infants and then baptized here in this church. And all three of my grandchildren, as infants, were also blessed here at Park Hill. And I have also celebrated the lives of both of my parents here as part of their funerals. All of these events have been sacred milestones in my life. Sunday, March 3rd, 2024 is another sacred milestone in my life and the life of Park Hill Christian Church. Today, the people of Park Hill formally convey and pass to you, the people of Athens Church, these sacred grounds. Our prayer is that each of you will experience the excitement, the joy, and the lifelong friendship that we at Park Hill have experienced over all these years here in God's house. And we pray that you will treasure this sacred place as we have, and that you will take good care of her for the many, many years yet to come. God bless.
About what the building has meant to me and my family, and there are so many great memories in this building. My wedding, my sister's wedding, dedications of all three of our children, my husband's baptism, epic vacation Bible school weeks, where we would have hundreds of children from the neighborhood who only would come to church that one week and then we'd see them again back the next year. Such a special time for them and for us. Sunday school, as a child and as an adult, youth group as a child and as an adult, graduation celebrations, including my own, preschool where my children went to preschool, had such great memories there. It's where I learned service and why service is God's work. I started coming here with my parents in 1980, also being about 10 years old. My parents loved this place, and they are best friends that were here. And they, we often said that if the doors were open, my parents were probably here doing something to help with some project that the church had going. The people in this place raised me, and I am honored to serve alongside of some of them, even today. They gave me opportunities that expanded my perspective and showed me how to dream bigger. If you have a gift, you should use it for God's glory. That's what I learned from this church and what I've tried to model as well. The church taught me that I'm enough and that God loves me and everyone else, no matter what. As a youth, I practiced leadership and service, and I gained confidence in both. All along, I witnessed stewardship and service and sacrifice of my parents' generation. I watched them build this church and add additions onto it with the fruits of their labor. So in addition to covering the church expenses for a growing congregation, Park Hill Christian has always tied 10% of our contributions to outreach, ministries outside of our church that we don't sponsor but that we support with our parishioners' gifts. I saw what that looks like to support something that is not yours but is a gift that someone else is offering the world. And it's in our minds to relationships we may never have experienced otherwise. We wish that you years of service and fellowship with God's beloved. As our church has changed and aged, we really wrestled with what the next chapter would look like for us. It was hard to see at times. And I prayed for God to give us wisdom and patience And I think we found it with Athens. This building has great bones. It has a heart for God's work. So please keep it up. God bless.
I thought it was important that the people of Athens also know a little bit about some of those first members, those charter members and first members of Park Hill Christian Church. Many of those first members were members of what has been called the greatest generation. What was that? Well, that was a group of ordinary people that did extraordinary things. They went out in World War II and saved the world from evil, and then came home and built the greatest country history has ever seen. Many of those first members were World War II veterans. I know that one of them, for example, Don Roth, was at Pearl Harbor when it was bombed. My dad served at Guadalcanal and in Iwo Jima, and I believe there were some of those members that were hitting the beaches of Normandy. The people that stayed home worked at places like the B-52 bomber factory that was located over in Fairfax where the GM assembly plant now sits. And when those people came home, they built this church. They passed on to our generation and generations to come their love for God and country and service to fellow man and women. And as a result of that, a number of those future generations became missionaries from this church and ministers that serve today. That is the legacy of those early members that have been passed down for generations. And we now are passing that on to you, the people of Athens.
I am a charter member. I started here in 1953, and I was the pianist for a choir in the church, Garden and Melody Hall. Played this rinky-dink piano. My hands were messing on the keys, but we made it. He was thankful as the choir director, and we had fun, but we were serious also. We had great faith in God.
Bobby Nancy's been my friend since I moved here 32 years ago, and I've been a member here ever since. My granddaughter, Tasia, was the first black baby to be baptized here. So we made a little bit of history here in Park Hill.
My wife and I and our two daughters came to Kansas City in 1981. And when we visited Park Hill, it was just like no-brainer. Everybody was so friendly, and the warmth and the love that we felt from day one or 42 years ago.
If your job does not require you to move, and you're fortunate enough to be a part of a congregation for a long time, this church has seen everything from my daughter being born to being dedicated here.
She grew up in this church. I mean, she used to sit up here up front.
I have been a member here for 50 years, and it has been good years. I love coming to this church. I was baptized here. I was introduced to this church by my husband Carl's parents. We had a rule in his family. If you spend the weekend with them, you've got to come to church on that Sunday morning. And I did, and I come to love this church, and I made my confession of faith and was baptized. And that was 52 years ago.
I have been with Park Hill Christian Church since 2010, 2011. My wife and I and our son and my mother-in-law had just moved here from St. Joseph, and my kid then, he was 6, 7 years old, and he's like, what church do we go to? And I said, well, right now we're not going to a church, but we should go to a church. And then we passed by Parkville Christian Church. And I said, hey, how about we go here next Sunday?
We came in 2001. Come on, Easter Sunday.
It was really three major phases. The initial construction meet hall was the church.
On the both of them, what they made, they built the new, what we call now, meet hall.
And then later we did the sanctuary, and then we did the life center, which was a huge project, and we felt like if we built it, they would come, is our theme, and they have come. They've come to play basketball, scout.
And then later on, they added all the classrooms.
Those were always exciting times when people were coming together to accomplish something important for the church, and now we did all the work for Athens. They don't have to do anything. Just show up in the chapel.
The congregation was just very accepting. I remember our first time when we came here, Terry West came up to us and said, oh, hi, you guys. Welcome to the church. I'm Terry. And she took us to Sunday school after the service was over. Made us totally feel welcome.
The parking has always been part of my life since about 1980. My parents moved to Platte County, and Mom and Dad quickly made Park Hill their church home.
Sometimes there'd be a square dance at Melody Lane, and so you'd go there and square dance at night. Then you'd get up the next morning at church. Sometimes there'd be stray beer cans on the table, and we'd have to pick those up, wipe the table up.
To me, he was one of the best ministers I've ever met. Started talking about stuff like that, and started to get choked up. I think that was one of the big attractions that kept me coming here.
We had a really good impact in this community. We did the turkey dinner, the trunk or treat, Vacation Bible School. Obviously, we still have Merry Moments, the Boy Scout troop, and the Cub Scout pack. All those things are still there. And then, obviously, we also do speak.
Yeah.
We used to have some fabulous Sunday school parties. What, 40, 50, 60 people at Sunday school times? Oh, we used to have, remember we had Sunday school late, whether we late?
Yeah, we'd do a potluck breakfast. They'd tie pontoon boats together and we'd go out and have our lesson.
We used to have a ball.
Oh, we had fabulous Vacation Bible schools. We were one of the first churches in the area to start having evening Bible school because so many working parents, a lot of kids at Bible school.
For years, I had an annual Thanksgiving dinner, sold tickets. That was a project that involved a lot of people, and cooking turkeys, making potatoes, dressing, and decorating the tables. And at that time, it seemed like there was a feeling that you should really try to do things first class.
So many memories from so many mission trips, watching kids grow in faith and also maturing into young adults was amazing. Park Hill is truly a complete definition of that it takes a village to raise your kids. Sharing prayers, goodie bags, donations, etc. Whatever was needed, nothing was too large for the kids, and they were always supported at whatever cost.
One year, we had a talent show that was hilarious. Some of the men dressed up in dresses, and one of them was Wendell Patterson, and he changed it up.
It's just a great place to serve. Jesus Christ is all over this place. We're excited to have Athens here. We're excited that we've got a facility that's really going to get full use now. With Athens, that can happen.
I think we're very appreciative that this is a congregation that seems to be actually pretty well matched to what we do. And you know, you're good people, and things have worked well at all the negotiations. And we really like that you're going to be using the building in a very positive way that hasn't been for several years now.
3 or 4 years ago, whenever it was when we first got started, nobody was thinking that, well, Athens is going to buy the building. We were just learning to love each other and care for each other.
We had a chance to get to know quite a few of you. I am happy.
We're not selling the church. We're selling the building. The church is our as people.
The thing that has touched my heart is getting to know the members, the ministers and the minister's wife. having them been here for 3 years, renting from us so we could get to know them and respect them, know that they're going to take care of this building, helps us with this transition. It's said over and over and over again with other church members how fortunate we feel that we're able to turn this building over to the Athens Church.
Actually bring back memories with Athens when we see all the young people and the young families. It kind of brings back an excitement that we haven't had here for 20 years. So that's a blessing.
It's a wonderful community. And I sense that with your congregation too. Your community. We see the joy in your congregate's faces.
I want to let you know that Mark Hill has had to grow as a Christian. You are involved with the ministries of our church. We have a motto, praising, loving, and serving. This motto has helped me keep my life centered. My hope and prayer for Athens is that this holy place, that you will continue to thrive and grow while attending here.
The church is not this building. This building is called a church. But ultimately, the church is all of us in the faith community. We're all gathered together in the name of Jesus to glorify God. And this is what Jesus said, you know, when more than two of you are gathered together in my name, but there are only two. The building is nice, but when it comes down to it, it's the faith that we have and what we do. That's what the important thing is.
And Mary gave me all the dirt on Carol. I know everything about Carol. I was enjoying visiting shut-ins with Carol, because when we would go to the memory unit, I would try to leave her there, and try to lock her in. And I accomplished that. Well, that's one goal I never quite reached.
And I forgot the first three people that we went to see died that week. So I didn't shock them.
We took care of half the visitors list.
It started out with Marty Jones. Well, I would say
you don't have to keep up. We gave the opportunity to stop.
Thanks to many of you who gave your time to let me interview for that. Thank you to dear person Mary Herndon. If you need a video to be made, she's very good and for hire. But thank you to Park Hill Christian Church for this transition, for the legacy, for the relationships, and knowing that they don't end here. And so in that sense, there is a ton of hope. And there's hope watching that video because of the history and the legacy and the faces and the process and the building campaigns and the renovations and the additions. And so there's hope in all of those things. And I take hope from history. And if you're somebody who knows me or has even been with me as we've been looking through old pictures and whatnot, you know that I get excited about history. And so I wanted to go back in history and do a few things. This here is one of the original bulletins from the groundbreaking ceremony in September 19th, 1954. And here was a hymn that was sung that day. And we're not going to sing it, and I'm certainly not going to sing it, but I will read it, because the things that 70 years ago and 50 years ago and 20, the things that have always marked this church are going to continue to mark this church. And so I just want to read this, because they're just as true today as they were 70 years ago on that dedication of the groundbreaking. Here's what it says. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one over all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, and one birth. One holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. And the second piece of history is the dedication service for the original sanctuary. Once again, I found this in the archives. This is for 19... April 17th, 1955. So the original sanctuary, as you saw in the video for Athens Folks, that's Mead Hall today. Here was the dedication from that. And so in some sense, what I see this as is not a dedication, it's a rededication. A rededication is when the same things have always been true and God's people have always needed covenant renewal ceremonies and reminders. It's one of the reasons we take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. And so in this sense, this is a rededication for Park Hill Christian Church and Athens Church as this legacy continues to move forward. And so this is a call and response. We've had a lot of them today. But once again, this is the exact call and response from that worship service, April 17th, 1955. And so would you read the underlined portions out loud with me? It says this: God our Father, thy Spirit having graciously dwelt among us, we come to this occasion to set this house apart to its proper and sacred uses to the praise and honor of thy holy name. Hear us and bless us, O Lord. For the worship of God in prayer and praise, for the preaching of the gospel, for the celebration of the holy ordinances.
We dedicate this house, O Lord.
For the opening of minds to thy truth, for the consecration of all earthly powers to thy glory, for the advancement of brotherhood and united Christian service.
We dedicate this house, O Lord.
For the carrying of the gospel into the uttermost parts of the earth, for the giving of hope and courage for those who labor in thy service, for the purification and consecration of life and service.
We dedicate this house, O Lord.
We now, the members and friends of Park Hill Christian Church and Athens Church, surrounded by many witnesses, aware of our heritage, mindful of the gifts and sacrifices on our behalf, and acknowledging that only as we build and labor with thee will our work be honorable and glorious, we do dedicate this house and ourselves anew to our Christian tasks in thy service, O God our Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. Barb's going to have a litany of hope.
Read with me. We're grateful for the rich ministry that for more than 3 years has made God's love real through the witness of Athens Church. We give thanks for those who said yes to something new and have worked to bring that to this reality. And your part.
So
I'll read this. I didn't say it right. And you know what? I'm just going to insert here. This is where you learn these things. This is where you're going to learn how to lead, and you're going to learn how to lead. And those of you who are leaders will do this. So I'm going to pick this up now. We are grateful for the relationships that have been nurtured here, and the kids and adults who know this place as home. And we pray for those who will yet come and know your unconditional love and grace through the witness of this community. We give you thanks, O God. We're grateful for the creative ways that this space has been shared during this time. And we give thanks for those who now continue to say yes with their resources of time and treasure to take this next step in faith and hope in your vision. We give you thanks, O God. We are grateful for the bold hospitality that has been extended and pray this congregation may continue to be faithful stewards of the welcoming grace. And we pray that as Athens enters this next chapter, they might continue to trust in your vision and walk in your ways. We give you thanks, O God. We give you thanks for this and more. O Lord, hear our prayer.
One of the things that is similar, done in the same way between Park Hill Christian Church and Athens Church, is that we have both had the tradition and the consistency of taking the Lord's Supper every single Sunday. And so it's another thing that we get to celebrate together in a more general sense, but in a specific sense today. And on the night that Jesus was betrayed by his disciples, by the way, a quite diverse group of people from lots of different backgrounds, lots of different political thought, lots of different cultural understandings. He looked at all of them in that room, and he looks at us today, and he said, "This is my body. It's given for you." And he poured out the wine, and he said, "This is the new covenant of my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." There's a lot of people in this room, which is beautiful, but maybe a little messy for communion. So let me tell you how this is going to go. There's going to be four stations. There's going to be two people here and one person on the side. When you're ready, and be courteous to those that are in front of you, come forward. And if you can't come forward, we'll come back to you. Just make a wink at me. But you're going to come forward and take a piece of bread off of the loaf that'll be in our basket, in our hand. There'll be wine in our hand as well, and there will be juice on the stool right before you. Take a piece of that bread and dip it into whichever you would like. We may say a word of encouragement to you, but you don't need to say anything back to us. If you're going to help serve communion, if you would come forward, let me pray. Father, seasons change. And the body and the blood never does. And so, God, I pray that we would come united today at your cross for the forgiveness of sins and the reminder of what you've done and paid on our behalf. May you knit us together and knit us with your Son and your Spirit this morning. Amen. People of God, come take the Lord's Supper when you're ready. Thank you for being a part of this service and of these churches that continue to get to partner together. Just a few things before we sing our final song and have a benediction that I want to alert you to. Number one, there is an optional brunch right after this that has been fixed and provided for by Julie Kleppel and team that has done that for years and years and years here at Park Hill Christian Church. And so if you are able, we'd invite you to head to the Gymnasium and Life Center for that brunch. I'd also encourage you, if you are a member of Park Hill, as much as you could, it'd be wonderful for you to spread out to different tables so that Athens folks could sit with you and ask you questions and get to know you. I think that could be a really rich time for both congregations, but maybe particularly for us. Next week, there is a new service time. Athens will be meeting at 10 a.m. here in the sanctuary, and Park Hill, you guys will be meeting at 8:30 a.m. here in the sanctuary as well. Wanted to remind you of that. Lastly, if you would like copies of the pictures that we digitized there in that video, plus a couple hundred more, and if you'd like that video, we are going to provide those. You can reach out to Dan Duddy, and he can get you those in zip drive form or a CD or whatever you would be best for you. So reach out to him, and we would love to provide those for you. Let me pray. Father, continue to bless the individuals and the groups and the communities that are in this room. May we glorify you and enjoy each other. Amen. Let's close by singing.
Changes now.
Join with us in singing the doxology.
If you feel comfortable, put out your hands as a sign of receiving blessing from the Lord. And it comes from Ecclesiastes 3 and some of the things that Shanna said. May we all embrace the different seasons and the different times that life brings us. Times to weep and times to laugh, mourning and dancing, scattering and gathering, embracing and searching. Amen. Have a great Sunday, and we hope to see you at the brunch.